Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm thrilled to be speaking with John Slow. He has just released a fantastic new record called Haystack Rock, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. John, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, out of your week to be here. What's happening? How are you?
Hey, doing great, Austin. Thanks for making some time to talk today
Of
for
course.
this segment.
Of course. What's new in your part of the world?
Well, I've got this new album, as you mentioned,
Yeah,
and
clearly busy.
it's definitely keeping me busy. Planning the album release party with
Nice.
some of the fantastically talented musicians who helped me make the record. We're going to perform live and do part of the record. Then we're also going to spin the vinyl, and I will
Awesome.
tell some tall tales and hopefully sell some of the albums. And on top of that, booking other gigs. I've got some already lined up coming up in the spring and the summer. Promoting, getting things out there. The album is worldwide live now on
Sure.
Spotify, Apple, Amazon, everywhere. So definitely making the rounds.
Nice. Well, I'm gonna say it at the end again, but we will have links in our articles that people can check everything out.
Awesome.
But first, I wanna get into this record because, as I mentioned before we started recording, I've had the pleasure of listening to it and I truly enjoyed it. It's definitely like in my wheelhouse of what I listen to on a normal basis. So the first
Awesome.
thing I'd love to know about from you is like, what's it about? Is it a series of individual stories? Is there an overarching message? Like, what's the background here?
Great question. So it is definitely kind of a thematic, connected, I guess, tale.
Sure. The concept recordy.
No, I mean, I wouldn't call it Tommy or The Wall or anything like
Well, that's yeah.
that.
I understand.
Definitely there is an overriding theme because, I didn't necessarily sit down, to write a full length traditional, cohesive album because,
Sure.
in today's day and age, it's kind of more about singles. Like it's really been
Yeah.
more about like the 50s and the 60s in a way all over again, where people are listening to an individual song and digesting things that way with the
Totally.
way, kind of the streaming universe works. But, I met this kind of amazing, wonderful woman actually towards the end of 2019
Nice.
before the world changed.
Right, perfect timing.
Right around the time that we really got to know each other, I also lost my job, my day job,
Yeah.
and COVID then hit. And so I was kind of like really having to redefine myself and my life in a lot of different ways and trying to kind of forge a path
Yeah.
and map what the future was going to look like. And in doing that, I realized that, the present moment really was kind of the way to do that and kind of take ownership of what really mattered and how to be positive,
Yeah.
and kind of not lose your self-sense there. And I ended up taking a trip with this lovely lady to the Pacific Coast in Oregon,
Nice.
a place
Oh,
called Cannon.
Oregon's beautiful.
It is gorgeous. And on Cannon Beach, there's this natural monument called Haystack Rock. And,
Well,
you know,
there you
there
go.
you go. And in that moment, I kind of had this awakening, and afterwards realizing, wow, take a deep breath, take a look at your surroundings, and being able to let go of the worries, the stress, the daily
Sure.
grind, and say to yourself, like, wow, the maximizing and appreciating where you are in the now, who you're with,
Totally.
appreciating that as well. Is kind of the secret to success and happiness. And that made me realize, wow, that's what music is, and writing
Completely.
songs and playing music. And when I am creating and recording, I'm in that moment and never happier as well. So it became clear to me that that was the name of the album, and that's what really
Nice.
ties the songs together. So
No,
as
that's the
well as
perfect backstory. That's exactly what I'm looking for. But also, I didn't realize that this has been sort of in the works for like what, 4 years at this point. You know
yeah,
what
at least
I
two
mean?
or three for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since I guess the inception of the name, I guess that can be the official start. But I do want to talk a little bit more about you, like as an artist and your background. Like, clearly, you've been involved in music for a while. You've put out music in the past, but I think that there was a gap in between the last thing and now. So what was going on between them?
You know, it's funny, like as far as like playing my guitar and making music and going out and playing,
Sure.
I don't know that I ever like officially stopped, but
Okay.
you know, like I've been playing music since I was literally 5 or 6 years old. Like I started playing the piano and learning by ear how to play old TV theme songs like Cheers and MASH and All in the
Sure.
Family. And then I learned how to play woodwinds. I learned how to play clarinet and saxophone and flute. And then in high school, my best friend did me the favor of saying, you're fine playing those classic rock songs. You know, you sound okay playing the Beatles and the Who and Led Zeppelin, but you know, maybe you should write your own songs because you don't necessarily sound just like them. And that's when things really took off. And when I started to kind of
Yeah.
find my own voice and write, I never really, and on the guitar, on the acoustic guitar, I never really looked back. And in college, I formed a band called Woodshed. We put out two full-length albums,
Nice.
you know, very much in sort of like the 90s alt rock indie genre. I ended up playing flute on Kid Rock's second album,
Get out of here. That's amazing.
was on Charlie Watts, the Rolling Stones drummer's record.
Yeah. So this has
And
been a lifelong effort at this point.
it has, and it, yeah,
Truly, truly.
in the 2000s I had a trio that played in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
Sure.
We played in the Elbow Room and all the kind of great old historic New York City venues. So it never really stopped. Recordings maybe were fewer and farther in between,
Yeah.
but I kind of never lost the fire or the passion. And I recorded a few EPs like 3, 5, 7 years ago, but definitely the pace of recording slowed down. But once I
Yeah.
realized, hey, with digital, I can record at home and I can kind of take my time and
Absolutely.
take ownership of, you know, really making it sound the way I'm hearing it in my head.
Right.
I've never been more inspired and I've never had more fun recording music than I did making this album.
That's such a great point that you bring up. It's actually something I had in my notes here is when I'm listening through to this record, it clearly pulls from so many different influences and inspirations. And now that I know a little bit more about your life, it feels like it's kind of like this grand culmination of everything that's happened so far. So for someone who hasn't listened before, like how do you describe this record in terms of genre? And I don't think that there's a right answer here, but obviously I'd love to get your take on what you think you made.
Yeah, genre. So there's definitely a few in there. So
There's plenty going on. And I will also add before you answer, it's still got that cohesive feel. It doesn't feel like it's, 10 separate singles slapped on a record and given a name. It does have that start to finish kind of like immersive feel to it, which is rare nowadays. You're right, it's all about the singles. But
Well, thanks.
don't let me
Thanks for that.
don't let me take you away. I want to hear what you got to say.
No, I appreciate that. I guess like overall, I would describe it as acoustic based rock. So because
Yeah.
it's really the acoustic guitar is definitely sort of the cohesive central element tying it all together,
Right.
but it's not like kind of Peter, Paul and Mary chill acoustic guitar music. It's more comes from my original love of Pete Townshend and that fast strumming
Oh
pinball
my.
wizard style acoustic guitar
Okay.
from the 60s, but then kind of also, I definitely was a big fan of the great resurgence of 90s rock and roll music
Of
with
course.
Pearl Jam and Live and Dave Matthews Band and even like Alice in Chains with their Jar of Flies album. And so like there's a real passionate, driven energy in my music that with electric guitars that surges into with the acoustic guitars. But I also started out with those woodwind instruments, and I like to put a little bit of funk and groove and stuff in there. And I love the flute from Traffic and Jethro Tull and stuff. So I can't help throwing some of that
It comes
tone
through nicely, and it also
in there.
like differentiates itself from other, I guess, just rock music, you know what I mean? Like it's alternative and experimental and fully does feel like its own thing.
Thanks. Yeah. And so, anything that I just heard in my head, I said, let's try it. And, rather than just kind of limiting it to what the initial song I wrote was, I actually allowed myself to experiment and see where things went. And when it felt good and it sounded good, I kept it. And, like harmonies and additional kind of arrangements would just kind of come out of thin air that I hadn't ever kind of dreamed I would come up with. And I'm like, I would pleasantly surprise myself. And that kind of thing, you can't plan for, and that's one of the wonderful things about music.
Well, it's all about risk taking. It's
Right.
also not necessarily blurring the lines, but it's like you want to have fun with it. You don't want to treat it like a business, but also like, you're the one that's putting the time and effort in. You should be happy with the final product. It should be something that, you want to put in or put on in the car at the end of the day. Whatever it is. So if that's the if that's what is that, sorry, if that was your goal, then I think you've hit it.
Thank you.
Totally.
Appreciate it.
Is there something that you enjoy the most about being an artist, I suppose, or like the thing that's given you the most energy over the years of actually doing this?
I mean, the energy just comes from the enjoyment of no matter what's going on otherwise. I can pick up that guitar off the wall behind me, and it just immediately erases anything else, and it takes you into this happy, wonderful space. It's almost meditative. Yeah, it's definitely therapeutic, and it kind of helps you to get into a calm, relaxing space. And honestly, it helps you kind of work through some of the tougher things in life and perspective on them. But it's so much fun doing it. And ultimately, I don't think I ever feel more myself and know myself better than when I'm playing my guitar, writing a song, recording a song, doing music.
Have things
Yeah.
changed over the years in terms of like you actually starting a song? Because I can only imagine that you've refined the way that you start it, or does it always start with a guitar lick or a lyric that pops in your head, or is it just completely random?
It has definitely changed because early on it was definitely kind of the same formula where I'd come up with maybe a chord progression that I thought was catchy, and then I'd come up with a single line, a single lyric that felt like the idea for the theme of the song, and then everything would kind of barrel off from there. But after you've written 30, 50, 70, 100 songs over the years,
You get in the groove a little bit.
you want new inspiration. You want to, if I'm gonna write another song, then I want it to feel like it's not treading any of the same ground that I've tread before. And so with this album in particular, I didn't start to write a song unless something about it felt really different to me. So for example, four of the songs on this album use completely different guitar tunings than I've ever actually played on the guitar before. So, I've used traditional guitar tuning for a lot of years, but I've experimented with new tunings. So when I did that, it didn't even feel like playing the same instrument, and it was so freeing, and I was immediately coming up with new sounds, new styles, new ideas that I never had before. And then where I went with the songs immediately came out, and new lyrics and new kind of ways of expressing myself lyrically came out very easily as well. I've also experimented a bit with writing some lyrics first, instead of the other way around, which for me is definitely a different way of doing things, and just kind of pushing yourself and challenging yourself to not always follow the same familiar formula is
True.
really powerful and refreshing.
Right. It's like there's no right way, there's no wrong way. It's whatever works for you, but you also want to keep things fresh in a way. I guess it depends on how you're
Yeah, and it's again, it's work, but it's the best kind of work. It's because it's when you're having fun doing it,
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, this is what I want to be doing as much as humanly possible.
100%. Okay, so I will preface this with saying that I recommend that everyone listen from start to finish so they can get the full feel for the record. But I would love to hear from you if you had to pick maybe one or two songs for someone to dabble in before they commit to the full thing, what would you pick?
Well, I mean, I guess right now it's tough because I end up having, they're all your children. This is something that I think that a lot of
I
songwriters.
know, and I know there's no right answer, but it's like, how about like the crowd pleasers of the record,
Well,
I
crowd
suppose.
pleaser wise, maybe I would say Smile, which is like kind of like a poppy ukulele based ditty, or I Am the Wind, which is upbeat and kind of a bit catchy and has even quasi marginal kind of a hip hop feel to the vocals in the lyrics. But my first official lyric video for the album is called "For All That You Are," which starts with these kind of pretty acoustic guitar parts with the African djembe drum, but then the
Right.
choruses kick in with these powerful electric choruses,
Yeah.
which is like in a way that encapsulates more of what the whole record is, which is that back and forth between more acoustic and then more full-on rock sounds. So I guess I'll give you those three
Perfect.
as a start.
Nice. But again, listen to the full thing. It's really a joy from start to finish. John, I have a couple more for you. I want to know because even though we're right at the end of March here, it still very much feels like the beginning of the year. It's just kind of zooming right by. But I want to know what are like some lofty goals that you'd like to potentially hit by year's end, or just some things that you foresee happening, or whatever else is in the works. I already know that you mentioned some at the beginning.
Sure. Well, the album release party is definitely a big one. So I'm in the stages of finding the right venue there for that. I have a bunch of gigs already coming up, which are gonna be posted on my website, johnslowsongs.com. I would really like to build up my which is already happening daily, my presence on YouTube and all of my social media sites, and get more people kind of aware of the new album. Haystack Rock is as I mentioned earlier, on all of the streaming channels. And just,
Course.
I would love to get my music out there internationally, just more awareness, and share my music. In the past, when I've released previous albums, I've had people from New England, where I live locally, and extending to Singapore, New Zealand, Australia, around the world, having people reach out to me and say that they were touched by or enjoyed my music, and connecting to people around the world through music, and having things in common, and realizing we have shared experiences in common, and enjoy some of the same music is so rewarding. And so that's really my goal, is to, through hopefully this album, connect with more and more people and get to share my music with more people this year.
Perfect. And that like perfectly kind of segues into my last question for you here. A little bit of both, but it's basically for the person that is going to discover you from this. What is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
I guess I would say open your mind, expand your point of view to consider and try new things so that you can believe that the current moment can be the best possible moment that you're living in, and that's how you find happiness and overcome challenges that sometimes seem insurmountable, because that's my present that I'm living in, and that's the story of this album, Haystack Rock.
Well, I think that's a fantastic answer. And John, I sincerely want to thank you so much for taking the time. Please let me plug your music for you once again here. If you
Pleasure.
guys if you guys missed it the first time around, the record is called Haystack Rock. As mentioned, we will have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and just send it to your friends. It's really like it, and I know I just keep blowing up your ego, but I think it's well deserved. I think it's one of those
Thank you so much.
records that you could send to literally anyone. Like, I could share this with my parents, they would enjoy it. I could share it to my rock loving friends, and it sounds like super youthful and fresh and original, and it's just a feel good record. So those are my closing remarks here, and again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Austin. I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Same. I hope to speak soon, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
You too.
Awesome. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.